Hello and welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your host, Andres Ruiz, alongside the little Andres Ruiz. John is not here today. Pastor John McClain is not here today. So we miss you, John. I hope you're enjoying yourself, and we'll have you back next week. And today, usually John, he starts off with a prayer, but I always like to just start it off with like a quote. And today, the quote of the day is by Wayne Dyer. And it's very simple. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That's simple. When that quote actually changed my life. It really did. Because once you start looking at things differently, whew, man, it's a beautiful thing. So, but getting back to the radio show today, we have two very special guests. And today we have Cody and Elliot in the house, and these two gentlemen, I've known them we've known each other for maybe like about less than a year maybe or so. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But these two guys are really, you know, some powerhouses. I mean, I've met them personally at the Sands Club. I mean, we've jammed a few times here and there. But so today we have Cody and Elliot, and so welcome, gentlemen, to the show, man. Good to have you guys here.
Thanks for inviting us here today. Really appreciate it.
For sure. You know, and you guys are with Northwestern Mutual. Both of you are working in the financial world to help financial knowledge to the masses. And you know, today pretty much we're gonna be, you know, talking about certain things. You know, like, you know, products that you have, like stocks, bonds, ETFs. And pretty much like some financial literacy that, you know, in America, how, you know, you guys and you, Elliot and Cody, how'd you guys get started? Like, you know, tell me about what you got in, you know, what got you into the career with finance in the first place, Elliot?
Yeah, so I'll start that off. You know, it was a pretty simple transition for me. I went to the University of Arizona for my college degree, which is in molecular and cellular biology.
Okay.
So I use a whole lot of that now.
Nice.
But during school, you know, I was very dedicated to my studies. It was a challenging major for me. You know, I'm one of those individuals that I had to work hard for a C.
Okay.
I mean, I had to study.
I had to work hard for a D, so all right. Yeah.
So yeah. Most of my, you know, during the semester, I was focused on school. And then in the summer, I would have no money. And
wow.
So
yeah.
I would work, I worked construction, you know, because they paid me the most for not having a degree. And, you know, I was a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, I would have, after summer, I would have a lot of money in my bank account. And I ended up living next to an individual who was very versed in fundamental and technical analysis in the stock market.
Okay.
And so he was like, hey, if you get up every morning with me at 5:30, I'll teach you. But the moment you're late, I'm done.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, all right, let's do it. And so he kind of took me under my wing, or under his wing. And from then on out, everything I read, everything I studied outside of school, my sole focus was on creating wealth, generating wealth, mm-hmm. and really putting your money to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think it's a testament that you don't have to earn a ton of money to have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as your money's working for you, it's productive, you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, another quote for you is the journey of a 1,000 miles starts with a single footstep.
Attaboy. Yep.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
That's how I got involved. And now what I do is to help try to, you know, help people take that first footstep in that journey of 1,000 miles.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that, man. Yeah. How about you, Cody? Tell us a little bit, man.
Yeah, I got more in a roundabout way here.
Okay.
To be honest, this was not my first choice that I thought I'd be doing in life.
Okay.
I was actually against going into this field.
Okay.
Right off the bat. And I remember my mom looked at me and said, hey, you're in college, you should get a finance degree. And I said, no way. I'm not going to do that for other people. Mm-hmm. They don't know it.
Yeah.
It's their own fault. Over time, my opinions and mindset changed on that. Mm-hmm. And finance came easy to me. I mean, I was 5 years old. I asked my dad what his interest rate was on his credit card. I mean, when I was 7 years old, I had a savings account. I mean, I was playing with stuff, reading the stock market since I was in sixth grade.
Wow.
And so to me, it was just easy. But as I went through college and I went to go through to do a dream job that I wanted to do that I couldn't do due to stuff out of my control, I later went back and I was like, all right, what did people say I was really good at? What do I want to do? Because I'm just in a career now that I hate. I'm stressed out. I hate it. And I went to finance, talked to a bunch of different people, and I went into it, and I went into it more into the mindset of relationship building, being here for 40 years to help people and providing that education. Because in my other career, when I supervised people, they didn't even know what their own benefits plans were that work offered. So I was helping them already setting that up. And that kind of really changed my mindset.
Nice.
So when I wanted to get into this industry, I wanted to make sure people understood why we do stuff, how to do it, and work even with those people that a lot of financial planners and advisors will just say, hey, I don't want to work with because you're young. You aren't really making money. I look at it more on a mindset.
I love that. Yeah, man. These are great stories, guys. Like, you know, getting to know you a little bit more about your background is really interesting and really, really cool to hear about, you know, your story, Elliot, and yourself too, Cody. So tell us, like, what would you say, what do you see as the largest problem in the financial world?
Yeah. So personally speaking, and this is my opinion, we live in a very information accessible world. You know, you can go online and find the answer you're looking for, not necessarily the right answer or the wrong the answer that you're looking for. And you know, past that, there's just a ton of information out there, but understanding that information is different than having access to it. And so our belief is the biggest challenge out there is there's all this information with very little understanding or partial understanding of how to apply it, how to leverage something, you know, how to use certain products. It's just a, you know, you see one post of this is terrible and then you move on. But maybe that person didn't understand it's that instant access to information that might suppress some of that ability to generate more wealth or cash flow, more dollars through your door.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you an example real quick. There was a popular finance website and kind of journal, and they ran an article tearing apart this popular financial figure in the world, saying how terrible his advice is for people. Well, there's a problem there. His advice is for a person just getting started. Their advice is for a sophisticated investor who already knows what's happening. So there's two different mediums. So if you don't know what you're doing and you go read these things, you're going to get yourself into a lot of trouble. They need to talk. They need to be looking over here at this guy's advice first. And that's what we see is really one of the biggest problems. It's just that lack of wisdom of understanding how to start, where should I be starting, and they just absorb too much knowledge from everywhere. Because you look everywhere, you see it all the time. People saying, do this, do that, do this, do that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like I've heard somebody say, we live in a world of, like, you know, so much information and people are just, like, drowning for wisdom, you know, like, and the information is there. But, you know, you have to be resourceful, but you also have to have the right resources. So this has been great so far. We will be back after this. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
Roofs R Hot provides excellent construction services for homes and businesses. When it comes to roofing projects, Roofs R Hot has their processes down to a science. They use satellite imagery with measuring capabilities in order to help them estimate your project accurately without ever stepping on your roof. Roofs R Hot provides you with options in order to help you make the best decision for your home. Contact Roofs R Hot for your roofing needs at 520-314-7774 or go to roofsrhot.com now.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Cody and Elliot.
Yes. That was good, man. Good job.
Whew. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
I think you're going to get an extra 15 minutes on your cell phone today. So, yeah. So, man, yeah. Yeah. Welcome back, guys. We have Cody and Elliot here. And, you know, they're dropping some knowledge. So, you know, we're learning about finances and just the financial world, which I think is very important. So, you know, I just want to ask you guys, like, what are trends you see when you're meeting with clients?
Really, one of the big trends that we look at with clients is, are they coachable or not?
Okay.
What I mean by that is, do they have the right mindset?
Okay.
And in the financial world, a lot of the times you're going to see people saying, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have this, I don't have that. Mm-hmm. They'll have the excuses.
Okay.
And when we're meeting with clients, it's really that mindset that's going to change something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll meet with clients who've made $50,000 their whole life, who have millions, clients who make $500,000 and have nothing to show for it.
Mm.
So it's really on that coachable side. And we're talking to them, and that usually means starting out looking at a foundation. And most people want to come in and say, how do I make $1 million? And we're like, whoa. We need to know who you are first.
Yeah.
And we need to know what's going on, because we need to establish some habits and foundation layers here.
Okay.
That's one of the big trends we see with them.
Yeah, nice. How about you, Ellie? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is that I'm referencing back to what I said earlier, is that there's so much information that people are stuck in this almost analysis paralysis. Mm-hmm. Just there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And so people have a hard time even taking that first step, because another kind of analogy to use is they could see where they want to be at retirement, this mountaintop, the summit, but they fail to see the entire mountain in front of them.
Mm.
You know, and one step at a time working towards that summit. And so that's what I've seen, is people have a hard time really acknowledging the presence of that mountain, whether it's starting to save, you know, whatever their goals and ambitions are.
Mm.
But they just have a hard time committing to that, because they see the end goal, but they have a hard time facilitating that path along the way.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and I think a really great example of that is, let's say you want to be a millionaire in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people can idealize that and say, yes, you know, I think I could do that. And I believe you could as well. But you have to accept the fact that for 9 of those years, you will not be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think where things get a little crazy is you see other people doing other things, making more money, mm-hmm. you know, building wealth quicker, however they're doing it. And you start to doubt and you start to get a little antsy. Mm-hmm. Want to change things up, and then all of a sudden it's all out of sorts.
Yeah.
So that's something I see pretty
interesting. Yeah. And I like how you guys talked about the mindset. I've been reading this book by T. Harv Eckert, The Millionaire Mindset.
Yeah. I just finished that book.
Interesting mm-hmm. book, man. So, and as you're saying, you know, habits, beliefs from the past, or a lot of people want to get rich quick, those quick, you know, rich schemes. Like, you know, yeah, some people do get rich quick, but the majority don't. And you have to understand that, you know, you're going to get rich slow, but you will get rich if you are patient and you actually have that mindset. So I appreciate you guys sharing that. That's very powerful. So tell us, like, so what are you saying is that, you know, people want to, you know, that people want to be debt-free, wealthy, and enjoy life with stresses of money, but have a hard time doing so. Like, what are you saying is that people want to be, you know, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot of work to build financial stability, which is going to vary person to person. But I'm going to bring it back to a quote, Andres, because I know you're a quote guy, and so am I, to Aristotle.
Okay.
And he said, we are what we repeatedly do. Mm. Therefore, excellence ought be a habit, not an act.
Mm.
And so,
yes,
in order to achieve that financial freedom, financial security, regardless of your picture, your situation, it's consistency. It's habitual. It's constantly doing something.
Yeah.
It's not one specific act. It's not one item individually. It's a conglomerate of everything and consistency.
Nice. Yeah. Good stuff. So what are you guys, Cody, what are you guys doing to help coach people?
Yeah, so one of our big things like we like to do is look at mindset. We want to set the tone pretty quick off. If you're going to want to work with us, we want to make sure that you understand when we want to ask you for information or ask you for something, please get that to us in a timely manner, things like that. Mm-hmm. But really what we're looking at when we're coaching people is we want to bring in the education. We want to bring in that wisdom. A lot of times people have knowledge, but they don't know which area that knowledge goes into.
Okay.
And so our first step is to kind of really learn, what do they know? What education do they have? What is the intent behind this meeting? Mm-hmm. What's their mindset? And then from there, what we're going to do is take that foundation and build upon it. Mm. And a lot of times people will look at us and they think we're going to judge them when they show up into the meeting and say, hey, oh, I have this or that. We're like, no, be 100% truthful, because I need to know exactly what you know, where you're at. And then we'll coach them through, this is our education. And then we'll go through, build out a plan. We're going to come back with recommendations, usually a few different ones. And we'll say, hey, we should probably start here. This is why. This is what's going on here, why we're starting here.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times that's just building that foundation, which is habits and contingency planning.
Nice.
And then we move up as we start moving through everything. We want to make sure they also understand the end goal of that financial plan and keep that in mind, because there's going to be emotion there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times we're going to meet with the client, they're going to just be like, oh my gosh, this is weird, this is different. Mm-hmm. But they need to have a understanding, okay, what are we reaching for? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Because what we're helping them do is delayed gratification.
Mm. Yeah, wow, that's powerful.
It you ain't going to walk out of here with a shiny new PS5 in your hands. It's going to take a while before you see the fruit of your labor. And so we have to kind of constantly remind them. And some clients, it's a little bit more on the side. They're a little bit more responsible. Mm-hmm. Other clients we have are like, dude, make sure you call me every month that I do the budget. We're like, you got it, man. We'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll help you out.
Like that. Yeah, man. And you know what? You guys really like make this stuff actually make it sound easy, honestly, like, because it's really that simple. Like, mindset, habits, it just goes back to that foundation. And I think that if you have those foundations all set, then you should be good. And, so I want to thank you guys for being here. And just for, people who, that want to find out more, to be coached or learn more, like, where can they contact you guys?
Yeah. So you can reach Elliot over here at basically his first and last name at nm.com. You want to spell it out? Because I want to mess it up.
Yeah. Elliot spelled ELLIOTT.MAGRI at N as in Nancy, M as in Mike.com.
Nice. How about you, Cody?
And you can reach me at Cody.Peck at nm.com. And that is CODY. Period, PECK at nancymountain.com.
Nice. Excellent. Yeah. Hey guys, this was great having you, man. Like, I mean, I really enjoyed your time, your knowledge, and all your wisdom that you have. And so, yeah, guys, if you guys want to reach out to either Cody or Elliot, you got the emails there. And, and again, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Photography by Jonathan Arlia proudly provides portrait, event, real estate photography, and videography to the Tucson area. They're also Part 107 certified to fly drones commercially and provide high-end 3D virtual tours as well. Choosing photography by Jonathan Arlia to capture your much-needed pictures will help yield the results you need in a friendly and easygoing collaboration. Visit their website at photography-ja.com or call 243-9571 today.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
And we're back with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your coach and speaker and host, Andres Ruiz, here with my son, Andres Ruiz. He is filling in for John McClain, who is out on the, he's taking a little bit of a vacay. So we will be seeing John soon. We'll be seeing him next week. And today we have a very special guest from a very special organization, GAP Ministry. We have Warren Walsh. Welcome to the show, Warren. How are you feeling today?
Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent. Yeah. So Warren, you've been volunteering for GAP Ministry, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what you know about GAP Ministry. Mm-hmm. And then so that the audience can know what they do and who they are.
Well, I think the big picture is the GAP Ministry has a big emphasis on foster kids. Mm. They themselves have 8 group homes that they operate, but it's actually much bigger than that as well. I volunteer we do food distribution on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a food pantry. This is sort of on a wholesale level where agencies from around Tucson will come in and we're loading trucks and trailers with volumes that they take out and then obviously distribute at their locations. Mm. So that's the part that I've been involved with for about the last year.
Oh, wow. That's mm-hmm. amazing. Mm-hmm. And how has that experience been for you, just to be able to help out with, the food distribution? How's that experience been for you this past year?
Oh, no, it's great. It's wonderful. I mean, it's very gratifying because there's a lot of food. The GAP has a broad ministry, and so it's an honor really to be part of that and having an impact on the city of Tucson at multiple levels. Because it's not just food that they have available. They also have non-food items, clothing, all kinds of articles, and a store right there, which they don't sell the goods out through, but is available to people of Tucson. And we can talk a little bit about that, too, as you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about that. I would love to hear about that. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's called the Community Warehouse.
Okay.
And in addition to the food that we distribute on Tuesday, which is large amounts, there's also the store there. And there are stores available to a number of different categories of people, foster families, people who have been active or veteran military, seniors, people who qualify for access and so on, can come in. And once a month, for example, somebody who's on access would come in and they get a voucher for $25. Now, no money changes hands, but they can spend that on the stuff in the store that they have available. So there, and it's, again, all kinds of goods, as well as some food articles as well. So mm-hmm. That's for the non-food items.
Okay.
They do have also the food. People can come by individuals there. Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays from 9 to 2. Okay. And they're open for that. Let me get the hours right on that. On those days, 9 to 2, for food. So it could be daily for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, that's amazing that they're doing so much, not just, you know, for, I mean, foster, veterans. I mean, it just seems like Gap is just serving all around. Yeah. I love that. That's amazing that they're doing that. And so, you know, Warren, tell us, like, how did you get involved in this? Like, what inspired you to get involved with Gap?
Well, I became aware of Gap, again, about a year ago, and it just, I'm semi-retired. I had some time. I thought, this is, it's just such a worthy organization. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but their impact on the city is broad. It's significant. Yeah. And so I thought, well, let's do it. And so I'm there one day a week, and some people are there 5 days a week. It's just a matter of how much time they're able to volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, like, it seems like this is great for people who are semi-retired, people who would just maybe want to, you know, do something good for the community. And, like, you know, what would you, you know, like, for people out there who are wanting to volunteer, you know, like, what kind of, like, you know, what would you suggest to them? Like, you know, hey, if they're kind of like on the fence, 'cause I know some people that they want to volunteer, but they're kind of like, I'm not sure if I, they're maybe embarrassed, or maybe they're just like, I don't know if I will be able to help out or anyway. What would you say to those people that are kind of like thinking about it, you know?
Sure. I'd say show up. Really, you can just come and see. Again, any weekday, they're not up on the weekends, so any weekday, 9 to 2, show up. There are all kinds of things to be done, you know, whether you're involved with the food part of it, the store part of it. There's arranging, organizing that, pricing this stuff. I mean, and it's really, there are opportunities for all kinds of different skill levels. If you're a grant writer, you know, then for the community warehouse, there are always things to do that really are specialized, mm-hmm. or calling out other agencies who might not be aware of the food options that they could take care of. You know, whatever your background is, there's probably a place there where you can utilize your skills on whatever time basis you want to volunteer, whether it's one day or whatever, you know, a week. It's, so it's wide open. And the ministry, recently, acquired a property that they're developing, which is going to add to their, what they have to offer and their capacity, mm-hmm. Which will probably be open in November. But okay. There's like no limit here of what can happen.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, and it's definitely something that I know that John, he's been there, he's volunteered, he's done a lot mm-hmm. of amazing things there. And, you know, we know the people there, you know, like Jason, mm-hmm. you know, he's a really good guy. And, you know, we've had so many people on the show, so... thank you for sharing that right now. But, you know, we have to get going to a commercial break. And we will be right back after this. So this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We will be right back after this.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picturox Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picturox Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
Picturox Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
The Common Good Radio Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you've had trouble sleeping, difficulty in a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000-plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. Special offer to Common Good listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/CommonGoodRadio. That's BetterHelp.com/CommonGoodRadio.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show, and yes, we are going to be doing a segment today that Andres came up with about
anxiety and courage.
Anxiety and courage, yeah. How to overcome that anxious feeling and get into the courageous side of things. So what are your thoughts on this about, you know, being courageous? What do you need to do in order for you to be courageous?
Breathe. Don't think about the bad side. Think about the good side.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, when you get nervous, you know, you start to have that feeling of shallow breathing. Like, for example, today I got a little bit nervous because I had to do a presentation in the morning. And then I started to think about how it was going to be hard. And maybe like, what if I didn't do so good? And then I started to judge myself. And
you seriously did?
Yeah, I did.
You've done a bunch of speeches and presentations and they have all went golden.
They've all went golden? Yes.
Spot on,
yes. But no, but I still get nervous. You know, like, that's the thing. Like, you still get nervous and, you know, it's normal, you know? Like, I mean, it happens and, you know, and it's okay. You know, so like right now we had a few guests that maybe might have been a little bit nervous. I don't know, maybe. But like, for example, we had Gap Ministry and we had Warren Walsh. And he mentioned that, you know, they do a lot of volunteering. I know for me, I know I was nervous to do volunteer work at one point. And I would get nervous, like, oh, man, I don't know if I should be doing volunteer work. What if I'm not good enough? And, you know, like, you know, places like Gap Ministry, you know, where you can actually contact Matt Clower at 520-704-4657 in case you ever want to do any type of volunteer work. So just remember that 520-704-4657 to help out Gap Ministry. You know, so yeah, I've been nervous. Like, I mean, can you think of a time when you were feeling nervous and you still did it?
Probably only in my video game, but also on the rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Rock climbing.
Oh yeah, you remember when you went on the rock climbing?
When I wanted to jump off and I knew that the zip line was still holding me, I did not want to.
I know. You got really nervous, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nerve-wracking. And yeah, I can be scared of heights too sometimes, you know? Like, it could get a little bit like, oh man, I don't know if I can do that.
There's three things I'm scared of.
What?
The ocean, bugs, and heights. Those all can hurt you.
The bugs can't hurt you? Like what? Oh, spiders maybe?
Cockroaches, sharks. Wait, no, they're not bugs.
Sure.
They're animals.
Yeah, but so the ocean, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you could drown.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can drown in the pool too, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, but the ocean has sharks and all that.
Yeah, you've watched too many movies probably, but...
No, you know, I've watched too much horror.
Yeah, maybe. Well, and you know, sometimes, like, you know, when it comes to watching whatever you watch, it could definitely cause a lot of anxiety and stress, and it could definitely put you in a very, you know, dark state, you know? It could definitely take you somewhere really, like, oof.
And you know? I also have a fear of dark.
Okay, okay. Why do you feel dark, the darkness?
Because I just feel like I feel like this is what everybody... one time saw, they woke up, they look out their room at like midnight or 3 a.m. and they just see some figure, but then when you turn on the light, it's just your sweater or something.
Oh yeah,
it like, was just that's a sweater. Happened to you, right?
Yeah, or I saw a vacuum and I thought it was you. I was like, oh my god. And the vacuum was a blue vacuum, so I thought it was you. It really wasn't you.
What? I'm talking about you. Because I have blue hair?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, but sometimes, like, I would get scared of scary movies. I would watch too many Chucky movies or Freddy Krueger. You know, those are scary movies that would then just strike fear in me, you know? So.
Then why did you watch them?
Because I was trying to be cool.
Yeah, I don't think your friends would believe you unless you watched a scary movie with them.
Oh, yeah. No, well, yeah.
My friends didn't believe me when I jumped off a 10-foot cliff.
Oh, really?
They didn't believe me.
Oh, why didn't they believe? You didn't jump off a 10-foot cliff.
I did one time on a mountain. I literally nearly died.
No, you didn't.
Well, I just got hurt.
Okay, well, you got hurt, yeah. I don't think it happened, really. Was it 10 feet out there? It was like 3. But yeah,
no.
it's a take a foot or two up.
I was doing some parkour.
Oh yeah, I remember you do a lot of parkour. But yeah, I think in order for you to overcome fear, you have to face the fear, because if you don't face the fear, then, you know, like, it's, you're never going to be able to overcome any fear that you have. You know, like, the only way to get through is by going through the fear. Like, for example, there's this guy, Mark Twain. He said, do the thing you fear the most and the death of fear is certain. So, you know, if you do what you fear the most, and the fear will die, you know, the more you do it. But sometimes the fear will creep up. Like today, the fear creeped up for me, but I was able to overcome it by just, you know, moving my body and making sure that I don't stay stiff and have that shallow breathing, you know?
If you want, if you run away from your problems, they'll get worse. And where did I hear that? I feel like I heard that.
I don't know, but that whoever told you that is
Oh, Darman.
Oh, Darman. Okay, yeah. Yeah, if you run away from your problems, things will get worse. Whatever you resist, it'll persist because, you know, you keep sweeping stuff under the rug. Sometimes I've done that, and sometimes it gets really, that rug gets up high, and man, all the stuff comes out, you know.
Like, and if these problems are tests, don't cheat on them.
Yeah, don't cheat on your test.
If you cheat, you'll never get ahead. Another Dharma quote.
That's another Dharma quote. You're Mr. Quote today, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, and whatever, what other quotes do you have about Darman?
What happens in the dark always comes to light.
Yep.
Nothing else. Can't remember.
Yeah. No. It's true. I mean, it's I've done a lot of stuff that, you know, I was not very proud of, and honestly, like, it really bit me in the leg, I'm gonna say. So it was not good that I kind of kept those things to myself and never really faced them because it got worse. What are your thoughts?
I did face my fear of those heights on the rock climbing.
You did? Yeah.
How Except
did
you feel? For a Funtastic, since there wasn't a soft floor at Funtastic, I definitely did not want to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's just making sure that you're facing your fears and that you're with a...
And also, yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was your birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, big guy. I love you.
10.
And, yeah, the big 1-0. And another thing, face your fears when it comes to, like, you doing the type of, the best way you can face your fears is by helping people.
True.
You know? And right here, we had Gap Ministry, and then we had Warren Walsh on the show. And, you know, we had, right here, look, we have... Matt Clower, telephone number is 520-704-4657, where you can contact him. And if you want to do some volunteer work, you know, you can go help out. What do you think about volunteer work?
I like it.
Yeah. Okay. So Andres is volunteering that he's going to go volunteer at Gap Ministry.
I'm volunteering and saying that it's good to volunteer. Okay, I'm volunteering and doing that, not volunteering to volunteer.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to volunteer. All right, so Matt Clower, if you're hearing, Andres here, his number is 520-481.
But I don't have a phone contact. I don't even have the whatever it is, the SIM card yet.
Yeah, the SIM card. So, yeah, but, you know, we're gonna have you contact Matt. And then, like I said, Gap Ministry is definitely somebody, their history, what they've done is amazing. And they have actually had leaders there, like, for example, Jason Ayers is a great leader, fearless leader. I mean, he probably has his fears, but he overcomes them, and he believes in God, and he has done so many amazing things along with his father, who continue to do amazing things. And right now, they're looking for people to come and volunteer, come help out. Andres is going to be one of them. You know, me and Andres are going to go.
And, I'm not old enough to work.
Yeah, no, you're not the work. It's just volunteer work. So you can reach Matt Clower at 520-704-4657. Do you have anything else that's on your mind about courage?
If you have anxiety,
mm-hmm.
What else? And I know some ways that you have anxiety.
Yeah.
You don't talk a normal way. You don't say the words you would say if, you know, you're shaking a lot, your voice is shaky, and a lot of other stuff that I don't know, which Mr. Reese himself can tell you.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could be that, and it could also be where you're just going to stay in, you know, in your comfort zone, too. You know, sometimes people stay in their comfort zone.
I do.
It's fine. But I mean, but sometimes the comfort zone can be a little bit deadly, and I've been there and did not like it. So if you want to get out of your comfort zone, I would say start with volunteering, because honestly, I started volunteering with with John Veterans Rescue Mission, and also, you know, did a lot of things with them. And I think I highly encourage people to start volunteering, just giving of your time. It's so helpful. And like I said, one more time, you know, call GAP Ministry, call them up. They need your help. Any type of volunteer work. Warren said that, you know, if you're a lawyer, maybe they need your expertise as a lawyer. Maybe you've done nonprofit work. Maybe you could help them with that. But yeah, if you want to help them out, you know, reach out to Matt Clower at 520-704-4657. This has been amazing. Chat with my son here. Anything last words?
No.
Okay, you're gonna do volunteer work. Great.
So, but if I'm getting paid, then I will.
Okay, well,
because the only reason I would work is because I want to get paid. I really want to get a new Oculus.
All right, this man is very, very honest, but he's gonna volunteer with no pay. No. All right, maybe I'll give you $1, but yeah. Yay. So this has been excellent. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and take care. Have a great day. Bye.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
My heat and air work.
Heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.